Hello, welcome to episode 7. And during this episode, I'll talk about what do you remember about after the surgery. Well, as I said last night, I didn't dream or anything during the surgery. It's probably, I don't know if I ever have, to be quite honest. I think back to the surgeries that I've had, and often I just feel like I go to sleep and then I wake up. So I really don't remember anything from when I'm under. And I guess that's very good. That means that the anesthetist is doing a good job. So I'm happy about that. But I do remember in waking up, basically not waking up fully quickly. I was in some pain, but not excruciating pain. It wasn't like when I had the nephrectomy, which was the removal of my my left kidney on November 30th, 2016. I remember waking up from that, and I was just like, it was so uncomfortable, and I was in such pain, and they did an awful lot to try to give me comfort. This one, I woke up, and you know, I was sort of like in and out. I was hearing the conversations, but I wasn't like in any, I guess, hurry to you know, be fully awake. I was just sort of like, feeling, you know, what was I feeling? My side hurt a little bit, but it wasn't excruciating. My mouth was very dry. And I think that was probably the thing that got me, active and moving. And I think I'll probably have to ask my husband, Aiden, you know, what his, interaction, with the nurses was during that particular period in time, because I apparently was in recovery for quite a while. I did ask for some water or something to drink, and as I said last night, they gave me these sponges, and apparently it's like a sponge on a stick, and they had them in iced water, so they were really, really cold, and when they put them in your mouth, it just was just a wonderful feeling of just, of, you know, that dryness would just go away. And it encouraged you to suck on it a bit, but you didn't really have to. And she kept just changing it, the nurse that I had at the time. I do remember that they were talking about their concern over my blood pressure. And as I said previously, that they had put the blood pressure monitor on my leg and not on my arm. And I don't know if that was because of the fact that the IV had to be put on my my right arm, because my left arm has the fistula from where I was having hemodialysis, and therefore you can't put a blood pressure monitor or indeed the IV on that side. So I think that may have been why they put the blood pressure monitor on my leg. But it appears that, you know, later on when they did move it to my arm, after the surgery, my blood pressure seemed to level out. So I don't know what the deal was with that. You know, there may be some medical reason for that, because of the, you know, distance that your heart has to pump your blood to your legs. And I have very long legs. So perhaps that was the reason why. I don't know. But in any case, they were contemplating sending me to ICU, until, my blood pressure, went down. But, for whatever reason, they just held on and held on and held on. And eventually they did release me to my regular room, and I didn't have to go to the ICU. I did find out that the ICU would have been on the same floor, just would have been on the opposite side of the of the hallway that I was on. So it wouldn't have been like I would have been far away. It just would have been difficult for Aiden. I think that he would have had to spend most of his time in the waiting room, whereas once I was in my room, he, for the first day and a half, he basically just stayed in the room with me. And so that probably would have been the main difference. I also remember the nurse telling me that everything went well. I remember, I think it was one of the surgeons saying, trying to say that, the procedure, went well, and it may take a while for the kidney to wake up. But, once they get me settled in the room, they want me, up and walking about. But I didn't get up onto the floor until relatively late at night. As I said, I was in recovery for quite a while. So a very, very long day. And this is probably an area where I probably should do something like interview Aiden and see, what his perspective of the whole experience was. So just to I didn't feel like the world had changed dramatically when I opened my eyes. Like, there was this whole new world. I just was happy to be awake, if that makes any sense. I didn't feel any different at first. I think I started feeling different once I actually got up and started moving. So, that whole post-surgery period of time, it was just a matter of, getting my bearings, I guess. I felt happy. I really wanted to see Aiden. And when I did see him, I was even happier. I was so grateful to have him there with me. And strangely enough, I can honestly say the thing that I remember the most was those sponge sticks with the very, very cold water, because of the fact that from a visceral reaction, that the feeling of that ice cold water, that moisture in my very dry mouth was amazing. And the thing, of course, when you have surgery is that your throat has a tendency to hurt, because when they, put the tube down your throat, and, it helped with that as well. So that's the thing that I remember the absolute most about that. So basically that's what I remember about after surgery. I just remember feeling very happy to be awake. I really wanted to see my husband, and I was overjoyed to see him. I was in some pain, but not a lot. And I was really, really dry mouth and throat. And I was totally enamored with the water on the sponge. And I will honestly say I did feel very grateful that I had gotten through it. So that's episode 7. And I will have a conversation with my husband to see if he'd be willing to be interviewed on this question tomorrow night. Talk to you later. Bye.